Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah An-Nahl. There is primarily just one text which is reported in this regard, however, has two different chains of narration. Both these texts are reported by, or allegedly reported by, Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of these chains of narration is found in Al-Wasil, which is Wahidi's tafsir, and the other one is found in Salibi's tafsir. As I said, the text of both is exactly the same. I'm going to read out the text before you, and the words are, مَنْ قَرَأَ سُورَةَ النَّحْلِ لَمْ يُحَاسِبُ اللَّهُ بِمَا أَنْعَمَ عَلَيْهِ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا وَإِنْ مَاتَ فِي يَوْمٍ تَلَاهَا أَوْ لَيْلَتَهِ كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ الْأَجْرِ كَالَّذِي مَاتَ وَأَحْسَنَ الْوَسِيَّةِ. Which means that a person who recites Surah An-Nahl, then the Almighty will not take account from him regarding the blessings he gave that person in this world. And if he dies on the day he recited this surah or on that night, then he shall be given the reward of a person who made a very good will, who was a person who had made a very, very nice and good will before dying. So the reward that which a person receives if he makes a very good will, then the same reward will be received by this person. I should like to point this out at the very outset that this narrative is regarded to be concocted and fabricated by Hafiz ibn Hajar, and the reason perhaps is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has recorded various comments from various Rizal authorities in his book Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that Salam is laysa bishay, and at another place his words are za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musri says that he's laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghayru siqa. And Abu Zurra and Abu Hatim say that he's za'if. Similarly, Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he's matruk. And another comment of Imam Nasai is that he's laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Baghawi says that he's za'iful hadith jiddan. And another comment of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash is that he is kazzab, that he's a liar. So we can see from these comments why Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be concocted and fabricated. Now, it needs to be understood that as far as the other chain of narration is concerned, which is found in Salibi's tafsir, there is no, as I said, there's no difference in the text. However, it has a different chain of narration. However, in spite of this different chain of narration, these two narrators also are found in the chain of narration of Salibi's narrative as well. So there is no reason that we should not regard that narrative is also concocted as well. So all in all, we can say that this narrative is absolutely baseless. It has absolutely no basis, and it is actually concocted and fabricated by some people. So we have to disregard it totally. As far as reaping the blessings of this surah is concerned, the best way to go about it is to understand it, to have a living relationship with this surah, and that, of course, can only be done if we know what we are reading, and that can only be known if we read it this surah. If we don't know the Arabic, we should read it with a good translation. We should reflect on its meanings. We should understand the message it has for us, and also try to communicate this message to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.